What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to B-Mix? I know Jeff from Seattle is. Jeff, are you there?
Yeah, we're here.
All right. Did you have friends? I'm Sarah Hostin. What?
Everybody in traffic is my friend right now.
Oh. Best wishes.
Yeah, it looks a little wild out there. Well, I'm Sarah Hostin. It's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home or in traffic, Jeff has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. In what sport do players compete for the Stanley Cup?
Hockey.
Correct. What town do the Flintstones live in?
Bedrock.
Yes. What band has the albums Lick It Up and Love Gun?
Kiss.
Correct. The third Lord of the Rings movie was titled Lord of the Rings, The Return of the What?
White.
No.
Oh, the White Wizard?
No.
Pass.
When referring to computer memory, what does the R stand for in the acronym RAM?
Reoccurring?
No.
Random?
Correct. Malbec and Syrah are both types of what?
Repeat that.
Malbec and Syrah are both types of what?
Pass.
How many U.S. states begin with the letter I?
3, 4, 5.
4, yes. What animal begins each MGM movie?
A lion?
Yes. The smallest planet in our solar system is Mercury, but what is the second smallest?
Venus?
No.
Mars?
Correct.
Wow.
Jeff, you got 7.
I think that was very good. Yeah, that was impressive.
You know, you played the game really well.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, you're welcome. If he didn't really know, he would, you know, 4, 5, 6.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's going to be close. Steve, are you ready?
Release the Kraken!
In what sport do players compete for the Stanley Cup?
Oh,
you'll never know.
Tennis?
No.
Hockey?
Correct. What town do the Flintstones live in?
Bedrock.
Yes. What band has the albums Lick It Up and Love Gun?
Lick it up. Lick it up.
Kiss.
Yeah. The third Lord of the Rings movie was titled Lord of the Rings, The Return of the What?
Return of the Ring?
No.
Return of the King?
Yes!
Yes!
When referring to computer memory, what does the R stand for in the acronym RAM?
Random.
Yes. Malbec and Syrah are both types of what?
Animals?
No.
Wine?
Yes.
Ooh.
How many U.S. states begin with the letter I?
3.
No.
2.
No.
4.
Correct. What animal begins each MGM movie?
Oh, the lion.
Correct. Rawr. The smallest planet in our solar system is Mercury, but what is the second smallest?
Uranus, Sarah.
No.
Venus?
No.
Mars?
Correct. What 70s year did Led Zeppelin release Stairway to Heaven?
73.
No.
74.
No.
70.
No!
Oh, come on, Steve.
Almost a 75? Perfect 10.
Wow.
You got 9 correct, which is still a win, 9-7.
Ooh, close one.
Good game.
It was a good game.
Is
Is it late 70s or early 70s?
It's early.
73?
No.
Two.
You said that. No.
One.
There we go.
We'll get there.
Usually I do a late or a mid or early.
I know. You kind of effed with my head with the, with that one.
I did. I kind of threw you off and
yeah.
I kind of screwed your perfect 10 there.
I mean, yeah.
Sorry, but you still won at least. Congrats.
You just kind of ended on a weird note.
You know, I did. I'm sorry. But Stairway to Heaven is so famous that I thought maybe people would know.
No, no, I'm not.
Exactly.
You don't need to defend yourself. I'm more disappointed in myself.
Aww. I'm disappointed in you, yeah. too. So that
Thanks.
Makes two of us.
The Daily Migs Show.
Michael Strahan got upset with a DailyMail.com reporter when he was confronted outside of his own home, Steve Migs. The reporter approached Michael and asked if he wanted to comment about not placing his hand over his heart during the national anthem on Sunday.
Sheesh.
So Michael batted the reporter's phone away, and this is the audio.
Don't come to my house.
Do you have
Don't
any
come to
comment?
My house, what? Come to my house.
That's me when someone's trying to sell me their landscaping service as well. Don't come to my house. You take your stupid little package with a rock on it and get the hell out.
I mean,
did you see the picture or the video?
I did see the video.
And I have a buddy that's a veteran, and I saw him post something on social media, and he's like, why do we give an F? Like, he did nothing bad. He just didn't put his hand over his heart. Like, everyone else has got their hand on their heart. He's still standing there respectfully. It's
sure.
not like it's not like he's got his middle fingers in the air and he's, like, burning a flag at the same time. Like, this guy is still showing respect for his country, but now people want him fired.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Well, I also think that people just don't get, you know, famous people don't get the luxury that we get of just being able to go home and not be bothered. So he was probably already pretty heated about this whole situation.
The thing that cracks me up most about it is when people are like so disrespectful. I'm like, these are the same people that lose their mind that I see at like a Seahawks game, wasted while the national anthem's going, like whistling and hollering. And like, it's just like, okay, we're just getting worked up over the dumbest ass.
Yes, we are.
But don't come to my house. I agree. Like, I don't even care.
Steve,
like,
slap the phone out of your hand.
I sometimes get on edge even if I invited someone to my house. I'm like, why are you here? Oh, yeah, that's right. Today's Saturday. My bad.
The Daily Migs Show. Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
McDonald's has announced the return of its long-lost snack wrap, which I completely forgot existed. What? Apparently, this fan-favorite item was removed from menus back in 2016, but it is getting set to launch again in 2025.
Honestly, up until yesterday, I just thought it was always still there. I just never even thought about it. I don't even know if I've ever had the Crunch Wrap.
Snack Wrap.
Snack Wrap, sorry. Crunch Wrap.
Different fast food chain.
Is it called the Snack Wrap Supreme? No, I'm kidding. Okay.
That's when they add the tomatoes. And so the decision follows years of apparent social media campaigns. People were petitioning. There was massive public demand. Did you guys see this in your news feeds? Because I didn't.
No, honestly, up until yesterday, like I said, I just thought that was always still on the menu.
No, so the leaders, the higher ups at McDonald's recognized that this was now apparently their most requested item of all time.
Damn.
So it's going to be released sometime in the new year. Get excited. The reaction online has already been massive, overwhelmingly positive.
I know usually you'll see something where it's like some positivity, but then of course the trolls show up. The trolls never showed up because apparently the trolls love the snack wrap.
So we got to go straight to the comments.
We sent the posts and the comments to our production director, Jason, and he found some of his favorite ones. And yeah, I have to say, like, this might be the one thing that brought our entire world together. And it's the snack wrap from McDonald's. Are you ready for the first comment?
Let's hear it.
McDonald's bringing back the snack wrap. I used to pray for times like this.
I'm excited for you then. That's awesome for you.
Whoever that person is, can you please video yourself eating it for the first time again? I just want to see if it lives up to the hype that you remembered it tasting like.
Just crying happy tears.
Yeah.
Legit though, eh? My fat ass used to want to go to Canada just to get them, eh?
Oh, that's funny.
So they had them in Canada still, but not here?
I don't know. It sounds like it, but I remember when I was in college. Do you remember the McPizza?
No.
Okay, because it never happened here in America, I don't believe. Maybe I'm wrong, but there were, you know how like McDonald's and a lot of fast food places, they'll have certain things that are in other countries, but they're not in America.
For sure.
One of them was the McPizza, and it was available in Canada. And one of the dudes I lived in a dorm with, he would make his... Yeah, there it is right there. Danny found a picture of it.
Oh.
This guy would drive to Montreal or like over the border, like pretty much like the small town that's before Montreal. But we were in Plattsburgh, New York. So we're like 20 minutes from the border. He would drive over the border, get a McPizza, drive back and eat it in his dorm room.
Why?
Every week.
Every week?
He was obsessed with those McPizzas. We would laugh every time we'd come back. He wasn't like, he was kind of just to himself. He was a good dude, but he was like, you'd come home and be like, hey, is he going to be eating the McPizza? And sure as that, he was in his dorm room just sitting there. And he had all the McPizza boxes. He was a slob.
I respect the passion.
I thought it was hilarious. Like, other, we would go to get booze.
Of course.
Because it was so close. He was just going to get the McPizza.
If you are lying, so help me God, I will never eat there again.
Ooh.
Do you have anything that you wish would make its return? Because I was trying to think of some stuff, and everything I thought of has made its return. I'm like, I like the bagel. The bagel egg sandwich at McDonald's used to be my favorite, and I guess that's back.
Do they have the Mexican pizza at Taco Bell?
Yes.
They do. They brought that back?
Apparently, according to the internet, it's been back since 2022.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Because I used to love getting that, too. That was my second one. I'm like, I wish they'd bring the Mexi pizza back.
Oh, my God.
Apparently, it's been back.
All right.
Thank you to everyone who put in the work. Thank you for this opportunity, McDonald's. We won't let you down.
What opportunity? Are eating the food? Is that the opportunity? Man, people are going crazy.
So it's just a tortilla with
chicken
and then lettuce and shredded cheese. And then there's like ranch or honey mustard.
Yeah.
Could you get the Big Mac sauce put in that?
I wonder if it is the Big Mac sauce.
I thought it was like it looked like it kind of like an orangey looking sauce, if I remember correctly. I don't know what that means. There's some jokes that can be written about that. And apparently, even the head of marketing for McDonald's posted something on their social media saying, "If you ever wondered if your posts here matter, they do have an impact. Let me tell you something. You and your countless posts and requests and petitions made this happen. They were all in our meetings, our discussions, every single PowerPoint to make a case for it. You won, Snack Wrap fans. Thank you."
I love how serious this is.
We need meetings like that here where we talk about food. We kind of do sometimes.
Yeah.
Here's another one.
Bring back McDonald's cookies in the Grimace box.
So they don't do cookies at all anymore? I guess not.
And what the hell is the Grimace box? Because I kind of want it.
Is it a purple box? Wasn't Grimace purple?
Grimace was purple, okay. Yeah.
We can start a petition, you guys. It sounds like they're listening.
Yeah, absolutely. Just send it to that marketing guy. Hey, what about the Grimace box?
The Daily Migs Show.
My Little Pony has finally received the accolades that it deserves. They have entered the National Toy Hall of Fame after running 7 times. So these Hasbro mini horses were first introduced back in the 80s.
I'm not sure if Tatum's got any ponies. I mean, she's got ponies. I don't know if they're like legit sanctioned My Little Ponies or if they're like, you know, your tiny ponies, like a little knockoff brand. I'm not positive, but we have ponies hanging around our house.
My Little Ponies were everywhere in my house growing up, especially with two younger sisters. We were all about those ponies.
Do you feel like that's what started like kids wanting actual pet ponies? Or which came first, the My Little Pony or the obsession with having a pony as an actual pet? And people are like, you know what? Not every parent's going to be able to afford a pony. Let's create a toy that'll satiate the needs of the children.
Perfect. The National Toy Hall of Fame announced all the new inductees. In addition to My Little Pony, they've got Transformers.
Okay.
The card game Phase 10.
I don't even know what the hell that is.
Phase 10?
No idea.
I mean, I feel like I haven't played it in 100 million
Anybody?
Years.
Anybody? Besides you?
It's kind of like in the same family as like an Uno, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is it dumb like cribbage or is it like...
Oh my gosh, so rude.
Transformers though, man. I remember my favorite was the one that would fold into a radio.
Oh.
And then the cassette, back in the day there were cassettes, kids. And it would open like a little cassette. And the little cassette would then, you could transform it into a robot as well.
That's rad.
It was freaking awesome.
That's like foreshadowing for your life too.
Yeah, man.
Pokemon cards, balloons, and Choose Your Own Adventure books were also contenders, but they did not make the cut this year. I know.
I was a big Choose Your Own Adventure person.
Were you?
Yeah, because then I could say I read a book, but you really didn't have to read the whole book. Because when you choose the adventure, you kind of skip many chapters.
But would you do the thing where you would go and, like, you would go one and then you'd go back and you try to, like, read the other one?
Hell no, that's too much reading.
Oh, never mind then.
Did you?
Oh, yeah, they had those with Goosebumps for a while. They was, like, the choose your own. And I always wanted to see what the other outcomes were. And I always hated the ones that were just like, you died. And I was like, come on.
More often than not, did you choose the right adventure?
No.
206-803-ROCK. Let's say, hypothetically, you are the National Toy Hall of Fame Rockaholics. What toy are you inducting and why? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Migs Show.